Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And listen, many congratulations on another fantastic achievement. And it was another fantastic day for the group of boys.
It was. It was a tense day. That's definitely kind of the tightest final we've had. Was finished 1-1 extra time and then penalty shootout, which is always kind of nerve-wracking at the best of times. But now we got through it in the end.
Yeah, and your keeper played his part?
Oh, definitely. Not only in the penalty shootout. There was in the first half, he pulled off a couple of massive saves, which kind of kept us in the game before we actually got our own goal. And now he's definitely, it's kind of hard to overlook Bradley Larkin for kind of player of the match yesterday. He was unreal.
Yeah, put in a big shift. And I'm sure everybody put in a huge shift yesterday. I was thinking last night when I was looking at the result, how many players were on the squad yesterday that were part of the team which won that first a couple of years ago?
We were down to three lads all together. We had Brian McFadden, he was the captain and the scorer. We had Tago Buell and then Cahal McGee, although Cahal unfortunately wasn't able to play yesterday for us. But those lads would have been with us from the original panel.
Brilliant achievement of three All-Ireland titles at under 17 age bracket. And what's it been like, I suppose, in the school with players now filtering into to the older age group, Padraig?
Well, the lads, they've kind of moved up to the A competition there for the last 2 years. In fairness to them, they've been competing, and they lost to St Unions in the Ulster final, I think it was, there a few weeks back. But no, I'm not sure what the plan is for next year, but no, they've actually been competing at kind of a higher level. Now, the only disadvantage I suppose we have is we wouldn't have the same pool of players as some of the bigger schools, but there's definitely the talents there if we can keep everybody fit and available.
Yeah, well, listen, it's in the history books. It's another All-Ireland title, and they're not to be sniffed at, so they're not, because they're hard won, so they are, Padraig.
Oh, 100%. I'd say this was probably the hardest one. The panel we had this year probably wouldn't have been as strong as the two previous, but credit to the boys, you know, mentally they're a very strong group. Like, there's plenty of games this year where we were kind of under a bit of pressure, or we kind of conceded early, but they just kept fighting and they kept going, and they definitely grafted this title.
Yeah, they were. What about the younger age groups in the school? Because now they're going to be looking up to these guys that have all Ireland titles. So they have Padraig, and they'll be looking to carry on what this group has done over the last couple of years.
Well, hopefully. We have a 15s group that seem to be doing quite well. They're actually playing tomorrow in an Ulster semi-final against College Doria. So there's plenty, like, the area, like the Gidor is kind of, it's a good kind of soccer area. We, like, between the two clubs, Gidor Celtic and Gidor United, you know, they're producing a lot of good wee players. So, you know, I suppose a lot of credits is kind of needs to be sent their way, but no, hopefully we can kind of keep it going.
Okay. Listen, Padraig, many thanks for taking the call this evening on the Score programme, and many congratulations to you and, of course, the group of players and everybody involved in soccer down there, because they've all played their part. It's another super achievement, so well done.
That's great. Thanks a lot. Come on.